Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And let's go. We haven't any time to lose. Oh, boy.
Hi, Mim.
And me.
This is a really, truly, sure enough forest, all right.
Isn't it pretty, Jimmy?
You bet. Gee, these are awful big trees, aren't they?
Bless my stuffing, yes. And there's an awful lot of places where that crazy quilt dragon could hide. We'll have to look very carefully.
What was that?
It sounded like something moving.
I'll bet it's Crazy Quilt.
Let's be on the safe side. It might be Crazy Quilt, and then again, it might be something awful dangerous. Tiptoe.
All right, Patty. But let's look.
It stopped now.
Meow.
What was that?
It was a funny little noise.
Why, it's nothing but a kitten.
Meow.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Come here, little kitty. Meow.
Gee, it's scared of something.
Oh, don't be afraid of us. We wouldn't hurt you. Come here. Poor little kitten. Who are you? And what makes you so frightened?
Baby cat, I'm just a baby cat, much more afraid than a kitten should be. Baby cat, no man or lady cat ever got frightened as easy as me. I'm afraid of my shadow, it makes me so sad. Oh, I would be a little bolder if I did. I'm such a shy feline, I'd just make a beeline. Oh, the safest place to hide in when I'm scared. Baby cat, baby cat, I'm just a baby cat, whining example of what not to be. Baby cat, just a poor baby cat, sometimes I even get frightened of me.
What are you scared of now, little kitty?
I saw a great big giant a while ago.
Oh, there couldn't be any giants here. Well, you could see them away off if there were.
But this is a magic forest, and you can't see it if you're outside of it. And this great big giant lives outside of it. And I'm so, so scared.
Maybe she's seen the crazy quilt dragon.
Did you see the crazy quilt dragon in here, Fraidy Cat?
No. Oh, is there a dragon in here, too? Oh, what will I do?
Oh, sure. He's a very harmless dragon. His only fault is that he's too fond of shiny things.
But it's a dragon, and I'm scared of dragons. Besides, I'm black and shiny.
But he isn't a bit dangerous. Not like a giant, you know.
Ooh, now I'm scared again. Meow.
You certainly are a fraidy cat, all right. Better let me get you out of that notion right now. You just got too much imagination, that's all.
Oh, don't be scared now, fraidy cat. Let me pet you a little.
I like you. You're very nice to poor little me. Most everybody else talks loud and scares me.
There now. Nothing's going to hurt you, little kitten. And you won't have to be a fraidy cat anymore.
Try to be like me, fraidy cat. Now I'm just a cinnamon bear with shoe button eyes. But I'm not afraid of anything, even if it's twice my size. Am I ferocious? Giraffe!
But I'm not a cinnamon bear. I'm just a little kitten.
Oh, that's all right, but you should try. Try to be like me, little Kit Kat. Courageous, undaunted, a pillar of strength, a tower of...
Oh, it's that big giant!
Willikers, he's right. Look, cinnamon bear.
Oh, wow, let me out of here. Gangway!
If it isn't one thing, it's another, and this time it's a giant. I'm sorry to say it, but I don't see how our little friends can ever hope to outdistance a giant that's bigger than a house. And I, for one, am going to be right on hand next time to find out what happens to Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
This year's Cinnamon Bear broadcast on WRCO is made possible by our generous sponsors, Hoenig Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cargno Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Well, last time, Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear met Professor Whiz, the educated owl, who told them he'd seen the Crazy Quilt Dragon go into the Wintergreen Witch's house, and what's more, he had the Silver Star with him. But when they entered the house, there wasn't a sign of Crazy Quilt. At one end of the room was a huge picture of a forest. At least they thought it was a picture until they discovered it was a real forest. So in they went and met Fraidy Cat, who was frightened to death of a giant. And right now, the giant is coming closer and closer.
Gee, we're in for it all right. Come on, let's hurry.
Do you think the giant can see us?
I'm not sure. He's awful big. Maybe if we keep in the underbrush, he won't.
Meow, I'm so scared. Meow, I'm so unlucky. Everything happens to me.
We're all scared, little Fraidy Cat. But we're going to try to escape the giant just the same.
We'll never be able to go faster than he does. He's coming closer and closer.
Oh, dear, what'll we do?
Oh, don't step on us, Mr. Giant. Please, look out.
Of course I won't step on you. Where are you?
We're right here under this big tree.
You mean that little bush by my knee? Here, let me see. Hey, you're way down, aren't you?
Yes, but... please be careful. Don't hurt us. We haven't done anything to you.
I wouldn't think of hurting anybody. I'm Fee-Fo, the gentle giant. I am.
Ooh, that's a big relief to us, I can tell you.
Just a minute till I sit down. Then I'll be closer to you. Where are you now?
Here we are. My goodness, but you're just awful big.
He sure is all right. Well, he looks as high as the city hall, doesn't he, Judy?
You don't know how glad I am to see someone who looks like me, even if you aren't the same size. I haven't seen any people but the Wintergreen Witch for ever so long. Would you be afraid if I would pick you up and look at you a little closer? My eyes are a bit weak, you know.
Well, I don't mind. Gee, it'd be lots of fun.
I think it would be, too. How about you, Cinnamon Bear?
It's all right with me. But be real careful about the way you pick me up, won't you? My extra special stuffing is awfully sensitive to high altitude. Let me hang on to your thumb.
Meow. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about Fraidy Cat.
A cat? Well, let me see it. I'm very fond of cats.
Fraidy Cat's nothing but a little kitten.
Well, that's all right. I like them that way. Come here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I'm awful scared of you. Are you sure you won't hurt me?
Not for the world. Here, look. I'll put you in my coat pocket and you can look out of the buttonhole.
All right. If you'll be very careful.
There. Fraidy Cat's up. Now, how about the rest of you? Would you like to sit up on my shoulder?
You bet. Come on, Judy. Boy, isn't this something? Hey, Cinnamon Bear.
Hello? I'm coming next.
There, we're all up.
Are you all quite comfortable?
Oh, yes, thank you, Fee-Fo.
Well, that's fine. Now suppose you tell me who you are and what you're doing in the Wintergreen Witch's Magic Forest.
Well, I'm Jimmy Barton, and this is my twin sister, Judy, and he's Patio Cinnamon the Cinnamon Bear. And we've come an awful long way to try to get back our Silver Star that was stolen by the Crazy Quilt Dragon.
Silver Star?
Yes,
It belongs on top of our Christmas tree, and Christmas won't be Christmas without it.
Have you seen the crazy quilt dragon by any chance, Fifo?
Well, no, I haven't, but that's not strange. Lots of things go on around my feet that I can't see.
You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think I see a cinnamon bun on a tree over there.
Well, that's the cinnamon bun tree in the goody-goody grove. Oh, there's all kinds of good things to eat there. Chocolate eclair bushes, cream puff vines, and ice cream cone trees. Oh, just lots of things.
Gee, I just remember that I'm awful hungry. How about you, Judy?
Me too, Jimmy. I would just love something to eat.
Well, no sooner said than done. It's just a couple of steps over there. Here, hold tight while I get up. Here we are, and here we go. Here we are. I'd better put you on the ground again. You might fall off if I bent down to pick anything for you. Well, I didn't mean to overlook you, little fraidy cat. Here, there's a milkweed tree that has very delicious milk. I'll pick a pot of that for you.
Oh, thank you, Fifo. You're awfully good to me. And I was so scared when I first saw you.
Well, you don't have to be scared of me anymore. In fact, if you'd keep me company, I'd be very grateful. You know, I get very lonesome sometimes.
I'd like to stay with you. You wouldn't let anything hurt me, would you?
I should say not. How's the milk?
Very nice. Just the way I like it.
Well, that's fine. How about the rest of you?
Oh, it's
just wonderful.
Gee, this is the first time I ever got to eat all the cream puffs I wanted. Mother wouldn't let me have but one at home. She says they're too rich.
Well, eat just as many as you want. When nothing in the goody-goody grove will make you sick.
My goodness, Jimmy. You just ought to taste these chocolate eclairs. They're so good.
Yeah. You can't beat these cinnamon buns and this honey. Notice how sweet it makes my voice sound.
What? That was swell. I guess I won't want any more cream puffs for a long time. Say, how'd you ever happen to be in the magic forest before?
Well, I didn't used to be here at all. I used to live out on the island of Obi like everybody else. One day I was taking a nap on the beach and the Wintergreen Witch made me real small and put me through the picture frame in her house and then made me big again before I woke up. Now I can't get out because I'm too large.
Isn't there any way for you to get out?
The only way would be for the Wintergreen Witch to let me out, and she won't do it.
Say, I don't want to rush you two, but remember, we're a long way from finding Crazy Quill and the Silver Star.
I guess the best thing would be to look for him ourselves, since Fifo hasn't seen him. He couldn't help us anyway, because in one step, he'd miss a million Crazy Quill dragons.
Thank you ever so much, Fifo, for the elegant lunch and for helping us.
I should say so. Those cream puffs just fixed me up swell.
I don't know what I would have done without my cinnamon buns. I wouldn't have been able to be ferocious at all.
Now, before you go, there's something I want to give you. It's a whistle. Now, I can't use it because it's too small for me. I just wear it on my watch chain for a charm. Here, wait a minute till I wet my finger. I can't pick it off very good unless I do. There. Now, you just blow on it 3 times if you want me for anything, and I'll hear it and I'll come a-running.
Like this?
Is it magic?
Yes. I used to dabble a bit in it before the witch put me in the magic forest. Well, you blow it if you need me, and I'll come in a jiffy.
Well, thank you ever so much, Fifo.
You bet. Gee, you've been swell to us.
You've certainly changed our opinions of giants.
If I've done that, I am very happy. All right, come on, Fraidy Cat. Back in my pocket you go. And goodbye to all of you. Remember, I'm here to help you if you want me.
Goodbye, Fifo.
pretty nice of him to be so polite and helpful, wasn't it?
It surely was. But then, I really wasn't afraid of him when I first saw him.
Why, you old storyteller, you were too.
Certainly you were. You were scared to death, and you know it.
Well, if you won't believe me, I won't talk about it anymore.
Which way shall we go?
It's awful hard to know which way. We haven't any idea where the crazy quill dragon might have gone.
Well, he didn't know this forest any better than we did. So if we just follow our noses, we'll probably come as close to him as finding him as any other way we can do.
Well, that's silly. Just like some people say, follow your nose.
Well, not in Maybeland it isn't. Now, if you want to find somebody real bad, that's just what you do. Follow your nose, and eventually you'll find him.
Is that some more magic?
Well, I don't know if it's magic, but it generally works.
Well, all right. I guess we'll try it. Say, which way are our noses pointed?
That's silly, too. They're pointed straight ahead of us.
Well, then, that's the way to go.
Right through this underbrush and everything?
Yes, we get through it as much as we can.
All right. But I hope we don't get all scratched up.
Want to take my hand, Judy?
No, Jimmy. It's easier for me to go by myself because... Oh! What's happened?
It's all dark.
Dark nothing? It's pitch black.
I can't see you, Jimmy. Or you, Cinnamon Bear. I can't see anything.
Grab hold of my hand, Judy. And you take this one, Cinnamon. Let's just stand right here together until it gets light again.
What do you suppose ever made it get dark so quick? Maybe it just decided to get nighttime in a hurry.
No, Judy. I think it's magic. The Wintergreen Witch probably shut off the lights.
Maybe the electric light company turned them off because she didn't pay her bill.
Well, whatever it is, I don't like it one little bit. It's dark and scary and... Ooh!
What's the matter, Judy? What is it?
Look! Look! Over there!
Heavenly days! Two yellow lights like eyes a-flashing in the dark.
As Jimmy often says, gee willikers, what's going to happen next? I'd like nothing better than to know right this very minute, but like you, I'm going to have to be patient and wait until next time.
It's not the holiday season without the Cinnamon Bear. And we're proud to bring it to you here on WRCO Radio, made possible by our sponsors, Heenick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Dorn Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
Now let's see about Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. We left them in the Magic Forest, which they got into by walking through a big picture in the Wintergreen Witch's house. Remember how frightened they were when they met Fifo the Giant? And remember how nice he turned out to be and how he took them to the Goody Goody Grove for an elegant banquet? But they still had to overtake the Crazy Quill Dragon, who had stolen the Silver Star again. So they left Fifo and plunged into the forest. And then all of a sudden-like, it got pitch dark. And they saw two yellow lights like eyes flashing in the inky blackness.
Ooh, do you suppose it's the witch?
Maybe it's some terrible monster.
Oh, it's so dark. And those awful yellow eyes.
Oh, don't be scared, Judy. I'll take care of you.
What was that?
Gee, I wish I knew.
It's so creepy.
It's some awful monster. That's his breathing.
Look, it's getting light again.
Sure enough. It must have been magic.
And there's my monster.
Why, it's the Crazy Quill Dragon.
Can you beat that? And here we were scared like everything.
Looks like he's fainted or something. He's all in a heap.
Yes, but his eyes are wide open. That's what we saw in the dark.
Hey, Crazy Quill, wake up and hear the birdies.
Here, let me try. I'll tweak his nose for him.
Where am I?
Never mind where you are. Where's our silver star?
Up to your old tricks again, huh, Crazy
Quill? Is this a dream? Oh.
Now, don't try and pull that stuff. Come on, talk fast. Where's the star?
Star? Star? Oh, I'm so bewildered, I... Oh, now it all comes back to me. Judy, Jimmy, and Patty O'Cinnamon, at long last, an end to this nightmare. Is it really you, my friends, or am I still dreaming?
Of course it does. Who else would it be?
I didn't know. I thought it might be more of the Wintergreen Witch's magic.
Magic?
Yes, oh, you'll never know what I've been through. Oh, the shame of it all. Oh, agony.
Why don't you stop your infernal moaning and tell us what happened?
Well, to make a short story long, after those pirates sailed away with you, I dashed hither and thither like a mad thing in search of enough corks to make me watertight so I could swim after you.
Did you find them?
Luckily, yes. I stumbled on the requisite 4 barrels of corks, swallowed them hastily, and in I plunged.
And you swam after us all the way?
All the way. A mere nothing, though. By the by, I was backstroke champion last year, you know, and I also hold medals for freestyle swimming, the root beer crawl...
Oh, quit bragging, Crazy Quilt, and get on with your story.
Far be it from me to enumerate my aquatic achievements to an unappreciative audience. Well, anyway, I swam like 10,000 dragons and arrived at the island of Obi in remarkably good time. But when I attempted to land, I was stopped by a wave which I couldn't get through.
Sure, that was the magic wave.
Decidedly. It occupied a great deal of my time, but finally, I managed to dive under it and proceeded to the shore. There, to my delight, I saw the silver star reposing on the bosom of a roly-poly policeman.
And then you talked him into giving it to you.
I didn't either. I was just about to engage him in casual conversation when, wham, something indescribable overcame me.
Yeah, you just couldn't resist the star. It was so bright and shiny.
Oh, it was terrible. I wasn't myself at all. Some powerful and evil influence seemed to guide me. A voice kept repeating and repeating in my left ear. That's the blue and orange one, you know. Get the star. Come this way. And so, although I wanted to wait for you, in agony I fought to wait for you, this diabolical force kept pulling me.
Sure. Just itchy claws. That's all. Itchy claws.
Don't interrupt him, Cinnamon Bear.
And to my utter shame, I succumbed to the voice, got the star by pretending you'd sent me after it, and was drawn like steel to a magnet, up the beach, into a house, through the picture frame, into this magic forest, right to the spot where you found me just now. And then, oh, I shudder to think of it.
What happened?
The Wintergreen Witch appeared.
Applesauce. The educated owl said she went to the witch's convention.
A trick, a hoax. This ominous, weird thing stood before me. And then I realized it was she who had exercised this horrible power over me, made me steal the star.
Oh, come now, Crazy Quill. Don't blame it on a lady.
She's no lady. And she made me hand over the precious star. And then I think she must have put me in a short trance, because that's all I remember. Oh, agony.
Jiminy crickets.
Poor old Crazy Quill.
Sounds fishy to me. That's what it does.
Well, you believe me, don't you, Judy?
Of course I do. Didn't you save us from the Inkaboos?
Sure he did. Say, what did the witch look like, Crazy Quill?
Oh, hideous, horrible, terrifying. She changed colors all the time. Ugly green, then purple, then blood red. And that nightmare of a face, great rolling eyes, 3 fangs peering through an ugly slit of a mouth, and...
Stop! I don't think I want to hear any more.
Oh, Judy, if you get scared just by hearing Crazy Quill talk about that old witch, how are you going to be when we meet her face to face?
I don't want to meet her face to face at all.
Well, that's just what we're going to have to do if we want to get our silver star back.
Sure. Gotta meet her face to face. Gotta be very brave.
That's what I say, though somewhat reluctantly.
I guess I can be as brave as the rest of you. But how are we going to find our way back to the place where we came through the picture frame?
Gee willikers, I hadn't thought about that. These woods all look the same. Do you know which way to go, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry, or maybe dreadfully happy, that I haven't the slightest idea which way to reach the Wintergreen Witch's house. Remember, I've been in a trance or something.
Huh. I wish you'd go back into your trance and shut the door after you. Well, children, I guess there's nothing left to do but follow our noses. Hope we'll find the place where we came in. Come on, let's go.
Lookie! Look what just popped up on the other side of that bush.
Why, it's a yellow rabbit, and he's grinning from ear to ear.
Very friendly looking, too. Perhaps he can direct us. I shall accost him in my best Dragonian manner. Greetings, my little woodland wayfarer, my little relative of the blessed Easter Bunnikin. Won't you join us?
Oh, look at him hop right over to us.
And now, who might you be?
I'm called the Rhyming Rabbit, because rhyming is my habit.
Listen to him, Jimmy. He talks just like a poem sounds.
Intriguing no end. Tell me, Rhyming Rabbit, what makes you talk in poetry?
I ate a rhyming dictionary, which made me very literary. I rhyme from break of day till sunset because of all the rhymes I once set.
This is all very interesting, but it doesn't help us find our way out of here. If you're so good at rhyming, Mr. Rabbit, perhaps you can tell us how to get to the Wintergreen Witches?
You want to know which way's the witches? It's hard to tell just way witches.
Oh, come, come, my little poet laureate. You either know or you don't.
That's what I say. Can you show us how to get back to the picture frame?
I'd be most happy to oblige you. Just follow me and I will guide you.
That's grand, Mr. Rabbit. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, one moment, please. Is that a beautiful beehive over there, or am I dreaming?
It's a beehive, all right. Why?
Next to cinnamon buns, there's nothing like honey.
Oh, come on, Patty or Cinnamon. I thought you were in a hurry.
Oh, it won't take a minute for a snack. What's that?
If I'm not mistaken, it's a bumblebee, and he's guarding the hive.
Oh, what's a bumblebee? Out of my way, ruffian.
You better mind your own business.
I am. Honey is my business.
Excuse me for the slight intrusion. You'd better mind your P's and Q's and stay away from bumblebees and listen to a bit of reason.
No mere bee's going to stop me. Honey, here I come.
He got me.
That's right, laugh. Somebody get me a mud puddle quick. And as for you, you rhyming rabbit, don't stand there grinning. I suppose you're going to say I told you so. Well, what do you got to say for yourself, Smarty?
You should always let the bumblebee be. You'll never win his friendship, no siree. You may hobnob with a gadfly, though he's more or less a bad fly, but you'd better let the bumblebee be. You can dawdle with a doodle bug or flea. A katydid is charming company. You can visit with a cricket or a cockroach in a thicket, but you'd better let the bumblebee be. Just take a bit of sound advice from me and keep away from his vicinity. You may think you'd have a keen time, but he'd sting you in the meantime, so you'd better let the bumblebee be. Ouch! You'd better let the bumblebee be.
What a shame. That bumblebee stung the rabbit, and he wasn't doing a thing either.
Water, water, pour on water. He got me where he hadn't oughter. Never trust a bumblebee, because he'll sting you like he stung me.
He's running away.
It serves him right. He laughed when I got stung, didn't he?
But he was going to show us how to get back through the picture frame. What to do now? What to do?
I know. The whistle. The one the giant gave me.
Giant? Oh, I don't like that one little bit. Sounds bad.
Oh, but Fifo's a gentle giant, and he was very nice to us.
Sure, and he gave me this little whistle and said if we ever needed help, just to blow on it 3 times, and he'd come a-running.
I'm sure Fifo can help us. Blow the whistle quick, Jimmy.
Okay.
Oh, goodness, Jimmy, that's not loud enough for anyone to hear. Better let me try it. I'm good at wood instruments, you know. Played the tuba in college.
All right, Crazy Quilt, here it is.
Ah, now watch the old maestro. I place the instrument thus, inhale, and...
What happened?
Gee willikers, he swallowed the whistle.
Of the frying pan into the fire. It seems that our friends will never quite get out of trouble. And what's more important, how will they ever get out of the magic forest now that Crazy Quilt has swallowed the whistle? Well, maybe we'll find out next time, so be sure to listen, won't you?
You're listening to The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO, made possible by our sponsors, Hillsboro Equipment, The Woods Bar and Grill, Wilson Doran Construction, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Keenick Printing, A&W Restaurant, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, and Osborne Stump Removal. Keenick Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Keenick Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Keenick Printing in the North Industrial Park Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Well, Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear were in a pretty pickle when we saw them last. They found the Crazy Quilt Dragon all right, but he'd been thrown into a short trance, as he called it, by the Wintergreen Witch, who made off with the Silver Star. So there was nothing to do but to try and find her. But what do you think? Nobody knew how to get out of the magic forest and back into the witch's house. Then Jimmy remembered the little whistle which Fifo, the gentle giant, had given him, with instructions to blow it 3 times if help was needed. But Jimmy couldn't blow it loud enough, so Crazy Quilt volunteered for the job and took such a deep breath that he swallowed it. And as Jimmy says...
This is the limit. What'd you have to go and swallow the whistle for?
Couldn't help it. Slipped.
Oh, dear. Now we'll just have to walk and walk, and maybe we'll never be able to get out of this old forest.
What's the matter, Crazy Quilt?
He's got the hiccups. And every time he hiccups, it blows the whistle.
Quick, Crazy Quilt. Do it again. That's swell. You blew it 3 times.
Good. Maybe Fifo will come to our rescue.
Bless my stuffing. I can hear him now.
That's enough, Crazy Quilt. Fifo heard you.
Can't stop. It just keeps...
Here I am, my little friends. Just as I said I'd be. But my gracious, you don't have to blow the whistle so many times.
We're not doing it on purpose, Fifo. The Crazy Quilt Dragon's got it caught in his throat.
And every time he hiccups, it whistles.
Well, well. I'll fix that. Just a pat on the back.
There it is.
Oh, what an ordeal. Why does everything happen to me?
Because you're always sticking your Crazy Quilt nose in somebody else's business, that's why.
So this is the Crazy Quilt Dragon you were looking for. And did he give you back your Silver Star?
No, he didn't, Fifo, because the Wintergreen Witch did something magic to him and made him bring it to her.
Crazy Quilt says she's a terrible old witch. Does she scare you, Fifo?
It all depends on what color she is.
That's right. Didn't you say she changed colors, Crazy Quilt?
Definitely. And you didn't believe me, Smarty. She changed from green to purple to red.
Oh, that's bad. When she's all right, she stays green. But when she gets a notion to practice magic, she goes all sorts of colors.
Well, no matter what color she gets, we've got to find her.
Yes, and that's why we called for you, Fifo. We thought maybe you'd be real nice and take us back to the place where we came through the picture frame. We don't know which way to go.
I'd be glad to, Only I'm sorry to see you leave the Magic Forest. It's awful lonesome here. Maybe you can come back and see me again, huh?
Willikers, I don't see how we can, Fifo, on account of we've got to get our star and get back home before Christmas.
Oh, well, maybe someday you can. All right, everybody. I'll put the dragon on my left shoulder and the rest of you on my right. Up you go.
Whee! We're way up in the air again.
My, this is something new for me. My, you are a whopper of a giant, Fifo. Simply a whopper.
Hold tight. Here we go. Here we are, folks. End of the trip.
What? So soon?
Sure. Fifo's no slowpoke. Only takes a few of his big steps to get you someplace in a hurry.
All right, now. Down you go.
Gee, we're right where we came in, too. I can see right through the trees into the Wintergreen Witch's house.
Sure enough. There's the fireplace and all the pots in front of it.
Well, my friends, I wish I were small enough to go through the picture frame with you, but that's impossible. So I'll just have to say goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye, Fifo. We'll never, never forget you.
You bet. And thanks a million.
Goodbye. And I hope the witch stays green.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Giant.
All right, now, steal yourselves, everybody, and through the picture frame.
Okay, Cinnamon Bear, here I go.
And me.
And reluctantly, I.
The room is empty. Not a soul here.
Splendid, splendid.
Right, my pretty dears, right. Thought I wasn't here, eh?
Hold my hand, Jimmy.
Excuse me, but I just remembered I left the water running in the bathtub. I'll see you later.
Me too. Come on, children, out the door.
It closed itself.
Hurry, back through the picture frame.
Oh, it's nothing but a flat painted picture now.
Trapped, doomed. This is the end.
Jiminy Crickets. Look at the witch. She's changing colors.
Green and blue and purple and red.
Sit down, my dainties. Sit down and make yourselves comfortable, because you'll be here a long time. A long, long time.
What are you going to do, Mrs. Witch?
You'll find out. And don't call me Mrs. Witch.
Please, Mrs. Wintergreen, give us our silver star and let us go.
Yes, sir. Please give it back.
We've come an awful long ways to get it.
And after all, madam, what does a wonderful sorceress with your great power want with a paltry Christmas tree ornament?
I want it for my magic forest. That's something I've never had before. I'm going to hang it in the sky over the Black Lake.
Well, if we can't have the star, would you mind if we just sort of moseyed along?
No, you don't. I have other plans, my pretties. Other plans.
Well, I bet you can't do anything to Judy and me, because we belong to the USA. And I bet you can't magic any American citizens, so there.
Besides, we don't believe in witches anyhow. They're just to scare people on Halloween.
So you don't believe the Wintergreen Witch can magic things, eh? I shall demonstrate. First, I open the door. Now, see how beautiful and clear it is outside?
Indeed, and how I'd like to be outside.
Now, I'll close the door. And mumbo jumbo, hubba dubba, ooh. Now, I open the door again.
Gee willikers, look!
It's raining cats and dogs.
There. You've heard of it raining cats and dogs, haven't you?
Yes, Mrs. Wintergreen.
Now you've not only heard, but seen it. Do you still think the Wintergreen Witch can magic things?
Oh, no. You're truly wonderful. But won't you please let us go?
Yes, pretty please. We haven't done anything to you.
No, but I'm going to do something to you.
Ooh.
There are are several things I need around the house or in the magic forest, and you pretties have come just at the right moment. First, I think I'll change you twins into white mice.
Oh, please don't. Not mice. I don't like them at all.
And this crazy quilt dragon will look beautiful after I've changed him into a pincushion.
Oh, agony.
And as for this funny little bear, he'll make a lovely doormat with welcome on his tummy.
Only poor stuffings.
Now be quiet while I prepare my magic.
Jimmy, if we only had something to make her forget about us and the Silver Star, have you got anything she might like?
Gee, I don't think she'd like my knife. And my swell wristwatch is home in my bureau drawer.
I've got it. Maybe she'd like my little looking glass.
Mrs. Wintergreen?
Yes, my pretty dear?
I have something much nicer than the Silver Star for you, and it's ever so much shinier. Look.
Take it away. Take it away. Don't you know witch can't stand to see their own faces? Take it away.
What a break. Keep on showing it to her, Judy.
No. Take it away. I'll do anything you ask, anything.
All right. First, you've got to let us go.
And promise not to do anything to us after we leave.
Oh, yes. But take that dreadful looking glass with you.
And you've got to give us back our Silver Star.
Oh, even that. Here.
Oh, Jimmy, at last we've got it back.
Open the door, witch, and make it snappy.
And fool for you, Mrs. Wintergreen. Come along, children.
Isn't it swell, Judy? We've got the star and everything.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, but we can't stop to admire it now. We got to rush right down to the shore and get back across the Root Beer Ocean. Come on, hurry, everybody.
Do you think you can swim us all the way back, Crazy Quilt?
Absolutely. I'm plenty full of corks to manage it. Climb aboard.
I think I'd better carry the star.
But suppose a wave washes it away or another whale swallows it.
Pardon the suggestion, but I've an ideal place for it. My hind pocket, the one under that big orange patch. It's waterproof and has a zipper.
Okay, Crazy Quilt, unzip.
With pleasure. And in it goes. Zip again. And safe and sound. And hold on, my friends, for it's cheerio and into the Root Beer Ocean.
Sure made good time, Crazy Quilt. Here we are back on the Maybeland mainland.
I can hardly believe it.
We're ever so grateful, Crazy Quilt.
Oh, not at all. But now that we're all hunky-dory, I must ask you to excuse me while I sit down and rest a bit from my strenuous swim.
Sure. You got it coming to you, all right.
Uh-huh. I think this would be a lovely spot right here in the lee of this rock. There. Now I'll just lean back and...
What was that?
Oh, I fear I... Oh, my friend. Oh, I'm blushing red. Well, behold the star.
Willikers, it's busted.
In a dozen pieces.
And that's what I call very, very bad luck. After all the perilous adventures our friends have been through in order to recapture their Silver Star, this is really a blow. A lost star is bad enough, but a broken one is terrible. Just the same, I'll be with you next time to see what they're going to do about it.
This year's Cinnamon Bear broadcast on WRCO is made possible by our generous sponsors, Heenick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cargno Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
Now I guess we're all pretty anxious to hear about Judy and Jimmy and their friends Cinnamon Bear and Crazy Quilt Dragon.
For a while, it looked very much like the Wintergreen Witch was going to change them into a pincushion, a doormat, and two white mice. But they got away, and what was even nicer, got their precious silver star. The Crazy Quilt Dragon tucked it into his hind pocket for safekeeping, and they all climbed on his back and swam away from the island of Obi. But when they reached the mainland, the worst thing in the world happened. Crazy Quilt sat down to rest and broke the silver star into a dozen pieces. That's very, very bad. And you can just imagine what Judy has to say.
Oh, dear. We might just as well never have found the silver star as to have it broken.
Gee, Willikers, yes. Especially after all the things we did to get it back.
If you had to sit down, Crazy Quilt, why pick a rock to sit on?
Oh, I am abject. I'm speechless, but I beg you to realize that my mistake was unintentional.
Well, we know you didn't mean to do it. But gee, Crazy Quilt, couldn't you have used your head a little bit?
Don't go picking on poor Crazy Quilt. Of course he didn't mean to break the star, but making him feel bad isn't going to do any good.
Oh,
dear. We might just as well have Patty O'Cinnamon take us back to the attic again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Goodbye, Crazy Quilt. Thanks anyway for saving us from the Inkaboos and carrying us across the Root Beer Ocean.
Yes, thanks for that, Crazy Quilt. You're a good dragon at heart.
How are we going to get back to the attic, Cinnamon Bear? The airplane is still at the bottom of Looking Glass Valley.
Maybe when Crazy Quilt has rested a little, he'll carry us a piece.
Oh, gladly. Anything to help atone for my frightful carelessness. Anything to... Wait!
What is it, Crazy Quilt? Have you got a pain?
A pain? No, I have a plan.
That's generally the same thing with you.
There's something that might be done yet.
Sure, and you've done everything that can be done, Crazy Quilt. You and your nonsense.
Just a minute, my feisty friend in the fur pajamas. Let me say my say.
Very well. What's on your alleged mind?
Why don't we go and see Melissa?
Splendid! Now, why didn't I think of that?
Who's Melissa?
Haven't you heard of her? Why, she's our queen, the ruler of Maybeland.
What could she do?
What can't she do, you mean? She's wonderful, so kind and generous. Everybody loves her.
That's swell. But what could she do about the silver star?
Anything, everything. She has wonderful powers. Nothing is impossible to her. Why, do you know once upon a time, I had the great misfortune to fall into a lemonade wishing well, and all my beautiful colors ran together.
I sure liked to have seen you then.
I shall overlook your remark. Oh, I was a mess. I thought surely I'd never be able to hold up my head in society. But I went to Melissa, and she restored me to my natural beauty and splendor.
She certainly has a marvelous reputation, all right. I've always intended to go to court sometime and see her for myself, but I never quite got around to it.
Oh, goody. Maybe she can help us. Where does Melissa live?
Oh, she lives in her palace in the capital of Maybeland. That's capital M. A bit southish of the Lollipop Mountains, right in the middle of Marshmallow Meadows.
Maybe she'll know some way to have the star all put together again.
I'm sure she will. Will you take us there, Crazy Quilt?
Certainly. I'm quite as good on land as on water.
Everybody help me pick up the pieces of the star. Jimmy, let me have your hanky. It's bigger than mine.
Okay. Here it is.
Ah, here are some pieces.
Yeah, and here are some more.
I think Jimmy and I have all the rest. Hold out your hanky, Jimmy.
Okay.
There.
All right, now, let's get started. Climb on, everybody.
Up you go, Judy. Up, Jimmy. Well, we're on. Outdo yourself, Crazy Quilt. Gallop of you never galloped before.
This is the anteroom to the Queen's audience chamber. We'll have to wait here until time for us to see the Grand Wunkie.
My goodness. How many more do we have to see before we get to see Melissa?
Yes, I never saw so many. Whatchamacallums?
Secretaries.
Yes, things like that.
Oh, but you must remember, this is a royal court. You have to expect such things. After all, Melissa is the queen, and she's much too busy to bother with people unless they have really important business with her.
Won't you say we had a see now?
The Grand Wunkie. He's sort of head of all the ceremonies and presents everybody to Melissa.
I wish he'd hurry. My stuffing's getting very tight.
Oh, I don't mind waiting so much. It's so beautiful. I like to look down that big staircase and see all the people passing up and down.
Oh, here you are. So sorry to keep you waiting, but you know how it is. So much business. Dear, 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 dear. Oh, you're not in court costume.
What's that?
It's what you wear when you come to see Melissa.
Well, never mind. It can't be helped now. I'll ask her to overlook the attire, inasmuch as you are unacquainted with court etiquette.
What does he mean?
He means that he's going to ask Melissa to skip it.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Now let's see how we'll rearrange this. You're that crazy quill dragon, are you not? I'm sure I've seen you before. I'm very good at remembering places. I mean, faces. That's my job. Now, where were we? Awfully nice of you to drop in and all that. And must come again sometime.
I'm Judy.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm the Cinnamon Bear.
That's us. And we're very anxious to see Melissa. Is there anything special we have to do?
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Yes. The bow, you know. The bow. So.
I feel awfully silly doing that.
You don't have to. Just be polite. And that's all that's necessary.
And of course, I must announce you. Now let's see. What formation would look best? Let me see. The little girl first. Yes. Then I think the boy slightly behind her with the bear. Then the crazy quill dragon bringing up the rear guard.
Bringing up what? Does he have to carry something?
No. He's to stand behind you.
Well, why don't you say that in the first place?
I dislike hurrying you, Grand Wunkie, but our time is short and our business very important. Now, you just sort of forget a few formalities and announce us to Her Majesty like a good Wunkie.
I think everything is in order. Do you mind if I adjust your green bow, little bear?
I'd thank you to keep your hands off me bow, and my name is Petty O'Cinnamon, if you please.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. I think we may enter now.
It's about time.
Ouvrez la porte!
What's that mean, what you just said?
Well, that's French for open the door.
Well, why didn't you just say open the door instead of that French stuff?
Because this happens to be a French door and won't open unless you speak French, so there. Ouvrez la porte! My, those hinges need oiling dreadfully. Must make a note about that. See about oil for hinges. Now, are we all hunky-bunky?
Yes, Wunkie.
Dudley, the fanfare. Oh, thank you, Dudley. That was lovely, thank you. Now, friends, you may enter the presence of Queen Melissa of Maybeland.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Isn't she beautiful, Jimmy?
You bet. Why, she's nearly as pretty as Mother, I'd say.
Look at her throne. It's all shiny.
All gold, children. 18 carats, solid gold.
It looks like there's something shiny all about her, too. It must be more magic.
It is. That protects her from anything touching her. Nothing could get close enough to hurt her.
I sure never saw anything like this before.
Will you please come closer?
Her Majesty desires you to approach. Be sure you don't go too close. Your Majesty, may I present Miss Judy?
How do you do?
Fine, thanks, but we...
Mr. Jimmy.
I'm so happy to see you.
And we're glad to see you.
And this is...
The Crazy Quilt Dragon, of course. How are you?
Oh, very well, Your Majesty. Thank you.
And last but not least...
Well, who is this fuzzy little person with the green ribbon round his neck? Who are you, little friend?
I'm the Cinnamon Bear with the shoe-button eyes, and I'm helping these children recover a prize. It's a silvery star that was fashioned, you see, for the very tip-top of a big Christmas tree. Though we've hunted low and we've hunted high, we cannot get it back, no matter how we try. Our most crazy quill dragon made off with it first, then away laid it up, but that isn't the worst. Oh, it's been through 100 adventures since then. We just lose it and find it and lose it again. So we've looked and looked till we're almost blue. And if you'll help us out, we're much obliged to you.
So you see, Your Majesty?
Call me Melissa, won't you? We're all going to be friends, and friends shouldn't be too formal.
That suits me. All this wonky business about bowing and everything.
I know how you feel, Jimmy, but I must give the grand wonky something to do. He'd feel very unhappy otherwise.
Well, you see, Melissa, the cinnamon bear told you part about what happened to our lovely silver star, but lots of things happened to it after that.
And the last thing was, the wintergreen witch cast a spell on me and forced me to steal the star and take it to
her. The wintergreen witch? Grand Wonky, make a note that I must take up the case of the wintergreen witch at my next council meeting. She's been practicing magic without a license.
No, dear me, yes, Your Majesty. Fix witch, good and proper.
She was going to change us into things. Then I showed her a looking glass, and she got awful scared and let us go.
And Crazy Quill took us across the root beer ocean,
but he sat down on the star and broke it into a dozen pieces.
So we thought maybe you could help us get it fixed.
Of course I can help you.
You can? Oh, that's wonderful.
Now you just listen very carefully to everything I say, and your silver star will be restored.
Well, that's quite the best news Judy and Jimmy have had since they started out on their adventurous trip through Maybeland. Let's be sure to listen next time and find out how Queen Melissa plans to get the broken silver star back into one piece.
It's not the holiday season without the Cinnamon Bear, and we're proud to bring it to you here on WRCO Radio, made possible by our sponsors, Heenick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
When we left Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear last time, they were in high spirits, and for a very good reason, too. You'll remember that after the Crazy Quilt Dragon sat on the Silver Star and broke it into a dozen pieces, they decided to visit Melissa, the beautiful queen of Babyland, to see if she could help them. And sure enough, after the Grand Wonky presented them to Queen Melissa, she told them the Silver Star could be restored to one piece if they'd listen carefully to everything she said. And I, for one, am going to listen very carefully because this is most interesting.
You mean you can fix it so our silver star will be all together again and won't be broken like it is now?
That's exactly what I mean, Judy.
Jiminy crickets. And will we be able to put it on our Christmas tree just like we used to?
On the very tip top, Jimmy, and no one will ever know it was the very least bit broken.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Now, I will have to write a few simple instructions for you to follow. Grand Wonky, will you please get me my magic ink?
Yes, Your Majesty.
We're awfully grateful, Melissa. We were just about to give up and go home.
You bet. And after all the things we did to get the star, too.
Here's the magic ink, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Grand Wonky. And now I will write down the instructions for you to follow. There. Now, I've put the instructions inside this envelope, Jimmy, and you must follow them exactly.
Oh, goody. Let's see what we have to do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy, but you mustn't open it here.
Well, why?
Because that would keep the magic from working. You see, restoring the Silver Star is going to take a special kind of magic. If it had been made in Maybeland, it would be simple, but unfortunately, it was made in the world, and that's another matter. It will need quite a little extra work.
Will it be hard to do?
No, not hard, but you must do exactly as they say. And unfortunately, you can only read these instructions in total darkness.
But, Your Majesty, where can we find this absolute darkness?
Ah, that is a part of the magic that you must do for yourselves. But don't worry, friends. I know it will work out all right.
Gee, Melissa, I don't know how we'll ever be able to thank you.
It'll just make Christmas perfect, Melissa.
Allow me to express my deepest thanks, Melissa, for past favors and present courtesy. I bow.
I'm not fancy, Melissa, but I'm much obliged to you.
And you are all quite welcome, dear friends. I hope you will visit me again after the Silver Star has been restored to its original beauty.
We'd sure like to, all right, Melissa.
Then do so. And now, Grand Wunky, would you please set our friends on their way? I would be happy to entertain you in my palace for a while, but I know you're anxious to see your star mended and safe.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks so much, but we do have to hurry, kinda.
Yes, we've got to get it back before Christmas.
Well, goodbye then, and good luck.
Goodbye.
By your Majesty.
Will you please follow me, single file, if you please, in the order in which you came in.
By the way, Wunky old thing, could you drop us some slight hint as to where we might find this absolute darkness of which Melissa spoke?
I couldn't hint, it's ever so rude, but my duties as Grand Wunky to Melissa's court keep me quite confined. I don't know a great deal about the country of Maybeland at all, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, dear.
But I have heard. Now, mark you, this is only a rumor. I cannot verify it in any way. I have heard that the Wishing Woods are very dark. Extremely dark, in fact.
Do you happen to know the way to the Wishing Woods?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm happy to say. I got a good many travel folders on it before I went on my vacation. But Mrs. Wunky decided she'd rather go to the Root Beer Seashore. And such a lovely time we had, too. Took a small cottage.
Yes.
Dear, now, where was I?
You were going to tell us how to get to the Wishing Woods.
Oh, yes, so I was. Well, it won't take you very long, not at all. They're directly north of the Marshmallow Meadows as the crow doesn't fly.
Well, thanks, Wunky. Much obliged for the assistance.
No, don't ever mention it. Just pop along down the marble staircase and straight ahead and... Dear, almost forgot something. Here, this box is for you to take along with you.
What's in it?